This is a really, really hard gospel. I think the way in is that the writer says the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king, right? And we're so hardwired to hear the kingdom of God is like, right? And so we go right in assuming that the example we're going to be given is parallel to this, to the kingdom of heaven. In fact, this is a rhetoric of opposites. And the people who heard this story knew lots about the kind of king that's described in this story. The kind of king who ranks people and pits them against each other, who's very likely to say to you about what you're wearing, you are cast out into outer darkness. But the kingdom of heaven is the opposite of that king. But I'm not going to preach about that today. Tomorrow, I begin a sabbatical that stretches to mid-February. 4 months of putting on a whole new mind, to borrow the language of the Old Testament prophets, turning from something accustomed toward being born anew. Thank you for making this possible, but especially to the vestry and the executive committee, Carrie, Frisch, Steve, Suter, Doug, Riley, Fern, Riley, Ellen, Chittard, and to our extraordinary team of staff members, Christina, Frieda Marie, Rebecca, Thomasina, Colleen, Mary, Barb, Katrina, Allison, Bert, Robert, Mark, Sean, Grace, the faculty and the board of the Parish Day School. But especially thank you, dear, strong, capable Christina, for agreeing to be priest in charge. Tuesday, my family will drop me off at the train station with everything I need in a backpack, and I will make my way from Baltimore to Dulles Airport to a cathedral in Portugal. And on Thursday morning, I'll start walking the Camino. For those of you who are new to this, the Camino is a web of interconnected walking paths throughout Europe, all of which lead to Santiago de Compostela in northern Spain. Centuries before there were trains or planes, the pilgrim could push off from her front stoop in Dublin or Marseille or Madrid and follow regularly placed markers all the way to Santiago, one of which is pictured on the cover of your service leaflet. 10 years ago, I took the 500-mile trek from France across the Pyrenees, a route made famous in the movie The Way. But there are other and longer Caminos. Last time I met a man who started at his house in the Netherlands and had been walking for 6 months, and a family who began outside London and walked together in stages for years. There are thousands of miles of trails from nearly every direction, and this time I'll walk 390 miles beginning in Lisbon. Christian legend has it that when the apostles divided the known world into missionary zones, the Iberian Peninsula fell to James. He spent a number of years preaching there before returning to Jerusalem, where in the year 44 AD he was beheaded by Herod Agrippa. After his martyrdom, his followers carried his body to the coast and put it in a stone boat. I ask you to not consider whether a stone boat can float. And that stone boat was carried by the wind beyond the Strait of Gibraltar to a land called Finisterre, which means the end of the earth, at Padrón in northern Spain. The local queen provided the team of oxen used to draw the body from Padrón to the site of a marble tomb, which she also had provided. St. James was believed to have been buried there with two of his disciples, and there the body lay, forgotten until the 9th century. The Camino was created 1,000 years ago when the bones of St. James, Sant Iago, were discovered in a marble sarcophagus near the Atlantic coast. Kings and peasants and everyone in between began walking to Santiago to touch his relics at a time when they could not travel to Jerusalem and chose not to go to Rome. And over time, the travelers built churches, inns, hospitals, and a ribbon of commerce through the Spanish countryside. Every one of them was seeking a different frame of consciousness, something better to wrap their minds and hearts around. Camino is the word for road or path, but it also means the way, as in, I am the way and the truth and the life. Caminante, son tus huellas, el camino y nada más. Traveler, your footprints are the only road, nothing else. Traveler, there is no road. You make your own path as you walk. Every camino is different, but I thought some reflections from my prior walk might help frame why I am undertaking this journey again now. So in 2013, as I register with the Camino office in St. John, I am told that 500 other pilgrims have signed in that morning. You may have trouble finding a place to stay for the next month, the volunteer offers breezily. And then, mood changing abruptly, he says, I cannot recommend that you take the Napoleon route over the mountain tomorrow. It began snowing 2 days ago, and it is very easy to lose the trail markers. If you get lost or hurt, he continued, you should know that cell phones do not work. When we do discover that you need to be rescued, it will be at your own expense. €1,000, maybe more, depending on the equipment and the number of people needed. We all ask, is the snow really that much of a big deal? And suggest that we are tougher than we look in our brand new pilgrim clothes. The volunteer is serious, and he tells us so. It's your Camino, he says. You can do what you want, but I cannot recommend that you follow the high route. And with that, he stamps our maps with a big red X, the first stamp of the 75 or so that I'll collect over the course of my walk. Only that night at dinner do I learn that a man has died in the last 3 weeks walking over the mountain. The next evening, as we huddle around a bottle of wine for warmth, I'm told that another person, a man who began walking with us that morning, has died as well. We pray for him at the Pilgrim's Mass, several hundred of us already connected by challenge and loss after only 25 kilometers. That night, we begin to tell our stories of why we are walking. People are in transition between jobs or contemplating a change, newly retired, finishing degrees, home from developing countries, ready to start something new but not sure what, looking for a challenge and meaning or a break. A few of us talk about listening for an inner voice, getting in touch with who we really are, connecting with ourselves and others on a deeper level, stripping away habits and things to find or rediscover important values. All of us integrating the tender inside with the armor on the outside that all of us seem to wear some of the time. The first week's challenge is about the vulnerability of skin. It's not difficult to walk 30 miles through beautiful countryside, but walking that far every day, day after day, is tough on your feet. Blisters come on the first day, and we all wait out the pain, hoping for calluses to form. Like an aging athlete on tour, I massage my feet every morning with salve, discover protective sleeves for my toes, which I slip onto the most painful ones, rub ibuprofen gel onto my knees and left shin, put on 2 pairs of socks, learn to tie my boots loosely, swallow more ibuprofen, strap on my backpack, and start walking every morning by 6:30 a.m. the group I begin to be a part of doesn't eat breakfast until after we've walked for 2 hours with Café Con Leche held out before us as the first reward of the day. The second week's challenge is what muscles and tendons do in a body after 100 miles. And all of us learn to take the first 45 minutes slowly. Already, some of my new friends have had to take a day off to let some part recover. And in a pattern that will be repeated several times, I lose touch with someone on the way and make a connection with somebody new. Without talking about it, a few of us realize how important it is to become close as soon as possible, as soon as the opportunity presents itself, because we may not ever see each other again. The physical difficulties of the Camino are quickly apparent. The internal work presents itself more slowly. Whatever the road's challenge, each day on the Camino is about mind and heart and soul. The last time I walked, I witnessed such determination and courage. An 83-year-old pilgrim alone. An 18-year-old pilgrim alone. A widow who cried with me one afternoon just 2 months after her husband's death as she realized at once that she was alone and scared and much stronger than she had ever felt before. A friend who knelt at his wife's bandaged feet, gently encouraging her to walk again tomorrow as she wept, exhausted. 12 hours after we met, a companion told me about his sexual abuse as a child, how it relates to work and relationships now, and that he won't let himself be called a victim. "I'm a survivor," he said, figuring out on the Camino how to be connected to the family members who had hurt him. So many stories, so much joy and loss and grace. "Be kind," said the first century Jewish philosopher Philo of Alexandria, "for everyone you meet is fighting a great battle." We need each other to walk beside us, to stop and listen, to kneel at each other's feet if they're wounded, to carry someone when you're strong enough, and be carried ourselves when the going gets tough. I'm walking on the Camino Portugués, an ancient route of pilgrims, but the practice of pilgrimage doesn't only involve journeys to far-off lands. A veteran walker in the parish who makes her way every day off Joppa Road says, "Everything drops away when I start walking. Just me and God, my fears and hope." Another says, "It helps me find peace at home, even though my family is as noisy as ever." Someone whose physical movement is limited realized as he turned toward his grief that an internal journey had subtly begun. And another shared, "My experience at Redeemer has compelled me to walk with my new friends in Johnston Square to knit our lives together." So whether we get up and walk outside or quietly move within the circle of our souls, the Spirit is at work within us, reordering our lives and our love. Living intentionally where you are is to be a pilgrim. Looking for the sacred in the ordinary is to be a pilgrim. Committing to deeper engagement at Redeemer and with its people in the city of Baltimore is to be a pilgrim. Remember Canterbury's Tales? A special form of community is created when numbers of people walk and work together with common purpose. And pilgrims always return home transformed, with radiance seen through the vision of the one who walks beside me, my eyes his, these mornings of Emmaus on our streets. Your eyes are Christ's eyes now. Your hearts are how God loves. Where are your feet taking you this morning and tomorrow? The gift of the Camino is that at some point each day, another Christ walks beside me, and my quiet work on the journey is to see the world through his eyes or her eyes. Sometimes with words, sometimes in silence, we ask each other, what hurts? What are you passionate about? What keeps you up at night, and what wakes you up in the morning with hope? There's always God's radiance in the other and in you when you're on the way, whether you're walking in Spain or West Baltimore. And then after Santiago, I'll travel to London to meet my wife and connect with my family's old story in England. Many of you have heard me tell the story that in 1741, my ancestor, William Iskrig, was 16 years old, apprenticed to a goldsmith near Cripplegate to learn a trade and help his family, who were paid for William's labor. And his father got sick, and 16-year-old William panicked, and he stole silver and gold from the man who employed him. So William was sent to prison for a year and further sentenced to 7 years transportation on a boat bound for the Chesapeake Bay. He was an indentured servant for 14 years at Hampton Plantation in Baltimore County, and one of his descendants is my grandmother, Elsie. So I'll walk on the cobblestones where he tripped 11 generations ago. And then we'll celebrate Christmas in the Adirondacks. Sarah and I haven't sat beside each other in church for Christmas in 35 years, I think, something like that. We hear Christmas Eve is great. We'll have Helena between us, and we'll be somewhere in a little tiny church in the Adirondacks. And then I have some continuing ed in North Carolina, some exciting, life-changing work that I began at Canoga a couple of months ago. And we hope to spend some time in New Mexico in the new year. It's heaven to be given this time and space. Thank you. And I offer you this blessing as I go. Traveler, there is no road. You make your own path as you walk, and wherever you may wander, God will be there to meet you. So may the Holy One bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you, turn her face toward you, and give you peace. Amen.